this is something where it's like the wild, wild west, you know, whenever they introduce a new social media app or a new feature or a new whatever, you know that you got to jump on it right away because these are the things that are going to be great in the beginning and then they'll be not so great later on. But right now, it's amazing.
It's the Inspiration Place podcast with artist Miriam Shulman. Welcome to the Inspiration Place podcast, an art world insider podcast for artists by an artist, where each week we go behind the scenes to uncover the perspiration and inspiration behind the art. And now, your host, Miriam Shulman.
Well, hey there, it's Miriam Shulman, your curator of inspiration, and welcome to the Inspiration Place. Today is episode number 304, and I'm going to share with you today all about how to start an Instagram broadcast channel. It's something that's brand new. I'm not seeing too many people do it. Even the big marketers have not seemed to caught on yet. So you're getting it from me really early. And before we dive into that, I just want to catch you up about things that are happening here in New York, here inside my artist incubator program, all the things. So one thing that I indulge in, I don't indulge in a lot of things in terms of beauty and stuff like that. You've heard me talk about how I'm not into the Chanel bags. You know, I don't consider myself fancy, although other people might say that I am kind of bougie, but I don't think of myself as fancy. But one thing that I do is I have a celebrity brow stylist. And by celebrity brow stylist, what I mean is this woman in New York City flies back and forth between New York and LA. And I will give her a shout out for her. So her name is Robin Cosio. And she actually wrote a book published by HarperCollins called The Brow. So this woman has literally written the book on how to do brows, which I guess if you're a makeup artist, that's kind of part of this podcast is art and inspiration. But I do have a lesson for you why I'm talking about this. It's not just so I can show off the kind of brow stuff I do. So I started seeing her legit 30 years ago when I was on Wall Street. And it's not that I've seen her every year, every month, year after year after year, because it was a lot of work for me to go into the city just to get my brows done. So I would do it a few times a year. And I actually stopped going to her, I want to say like 2018, around the time that I started doing fake eyelashes. I guess I am a little fancier than maybe I'd like to pretend I am. I don't do fake eyelashes anymore, by the way, which I'm really glad I don't do because this makeup artist told me that the glue from the eyelash extensions can actually make the root of your eyelashes rot. But anyway, the reason I stopped seeing her when I was doing the fake eyelashes is because when I would do the fake eyelashes, the person who did the fake eyelashes also did my eyebrows. And I was like, hey, you know what? This is good enough. Instead of taking a whole day to go into the city and it was a lot less money, I'm just going to go to this person. So I hadn't been in many years. And then the pandemic happened. And then I'm in New York City. Here's the moral of the story. I just went to her last week. Okay, and the point of the story is not that the brows are so much better with her than anybody else, but here's why I went to her after not going to her for like 6 years. The reason why I started going to her again is because all this time, I never unsubscribed from her email list. And every month when she came to New York City, she would send an email out saying, hey, I'm going to be in New York. These are my dates. And I would think about, oh, okay, that would be nice, but I can't do it. And every month it would come, okay, I don't know if I have the time. I don't have the time. But this last month it came as like, oh, I have the time. I'm going to make the time to go. And like I said, the reason that I went is because she sent an email. So I made sure when I went to see her, I said to her, hey, Robin, you know, the reason I went is because you send emails. And she's like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know you were still on my email list. I go, yeah, I never got off the email list. And I stayed on it because I figured sometime I'm going to want to go. So do you see how when we email our customers, it keeps us in front of them? So that even if they haven't bought your art in a long time, or your art class, or your graphic design service, or whatever it is that you do, when you get in front of them every month, it reminds them that you exist. And even if there's people who haven't bought for you in a while, the reason that they're on your email list is because eventually they want to. Okay? So she never said, buy my brow services, but obviously she's telling me, this is when I'm in town. This is when you can book your spot. So she was always giving the information that I would need to know to take action on doing business with her. So by the way, yes, my eyebrows look beautiful. She dyed them. Actually, I'm wondering if my eyebrows are a little too dark right now. I'm not used to this. It's kind of like that Elizabeth Taylor look. So she dyed my eyebrows, she dyed my eyelashes, and they look amazing. Anyway, the whole point of the story is to email. The next thing that I want to talk to you about is what's happening inside of the Artist Incubator coaching program. Because if you were ever in the program and then you let your membership lapse, or perhaps you've considered joining, I've made some strategic changes in there that have really made a difference for my members. And I just wanted to share that with you so you can know what's going on. So first of all, I started hosting contests. The first contest I hosted, and I say contest, not a challenge. So a challenge is something membership groups do. It's like, oh, this month is a challenge. We're going to build our email list, and it's up to you whether or not you take action. With a contest, I'm actually giving prizes for people who win. So for the first contest I did, it ran for the entire month of, I don't think it was the month of February. I think it was actually like maybe it went from like the first week in February, and then maybe we extended it because I was teaching them all kinds of new things in there about how to build your email list using lots of organic methods, using Instagram and direct messaging and things like that. So once I gave the training, I extended the contest. But what I did was I said the person who adds the most people to their email list during this period of time, and they had to submit screenshots to prove it, like they had to show what it was before and had to show it at the end, we get a feature on the podcast. So the winner of that, we haven't scheduled it yet. Hopefully he'll be on soon, Tyron Schutten. So very talented artist. And I was just amazed by how people who hadn't taken action on building their list in so long suddenly felt incentivized by the competition. Because some people like that. Some people need a competition to light a fire under them. So that was that contest. For the month of April, the contest is the 5K contest challenge. So this one, the challenge is to sell $5,000 of art, licensing, could be art classes, anything. It could be anything in their business. And again, they have to prove it with receipts. And it started on April 1st and it ends on April 30th. I'm actually recording this in March, so I don't know what's going on with the contest. But the winner of that, it's not a podcast feature. It's actually, although I may invite them on the podcast anyway, but anyone who makes the 5K will have a private mastermind with me. So I'm excited about that. So it's very interesting. Like, people are motivated by different things. And so I'm trying to do everything I can to help my artist clients. The other thing that I discovered is that we put a survey out recently because I wanted to invite people for my bootcamp. That is happening next week, by the way. If you have not signed up for the bootcamp, it's shulmanart.com/ boot camp. It's happening live. You're going to want to join it. Even if you've done a boot camp before, I always change it. It gives you a chance to answer questions. And of course, the VIP is always extra special. I mean, we think it's pretty special as it is, boot camp. But this particular round of boot camp, I actually recorded 5 trainings on pricing your art. Doesn't matter what kind of art you create, 5 classes on pricing. So you definitely want to sign up and do the VIP option. And I want to say the VIP is shulmanart.com/VIP. But do the bootcamp. The bootcamp's free and the upgrade is an option for you. Okay, shulmanart.com/bootcamp. Anyway, I was doing a survey because for part of the bootcamp, we're inviting some of our students to share their insights, their success secrets with people who join the bootcamp. So you're not going to want to miss that. But in order to choose who we were going to feature, I sent out a survey to them. And in the survey, it was also a great way for me to get feedback on the Artist Incubator because I always want to be improving what I'm doing in there to make sure that my members get the best results possible. That's why I started doing the contests. And one of the things that a few people said, not many, but enough that I wanted to make a change, that they wanted more access to me. One person said that she thought when she joined, she would get to talk to me for 10 minutes a week. And I thought to myself, well, that would be lovely. But being that there are 140 members inside the incubator, if I talk to every member 10 minutes a week, that would take me over 20 hours. I mean, just do 10 minutes times 140 is 1,400 minutes and divide that by 60. Well, I know that 1,200 minutes is 20 hours. So it's more than 20 hours, whatever it is. It's like 22 hours or 23 hours. I was like, so, okay, so that's a no-go. So I couldn't do that. But I thought to myself, I could add a second group coaching call to the Artist Incubator. So that's what I'm doing. So now twice a month, inside the Artist Incubator, they get to pick my brains about anything they want. So I'm super excited about all of these changes. And by the way, the incubator members already got what I'm going to be talking about in today's episode, which is the broadcast channel. So when we come back, we'll get right into that. All right, so let's talk about the broadcast channel. A lot of people do not know what the broadcast channel is. Like I said, I was taking place in an internet marketing summit where I was a speaker, and apparently I was the only one who mentioned it. And my thing wasn't even about that. My thing was all about podcasting. So I thought, you know what? My listeners deserve to know what this whole broadcast thing is. And maybe you've seen other people doing it and you were wondering about it yourself. When they first rolled out the broadcast channel that was only available to a limited number of users, that was in early 2023. But now as of 2024, everyone can have it as long as you have a creator channel. So this is an opportunity for you to go deeper with your audience. Broadcast channels give you a direct line to engage with your followers and build a community at scale. Now, since it's brand new, this is something where it's like the wild, wild west. You know, whenever they introduce a new social media app or a new feature or a new whatever, you know that you got to jump on it right away because these are the things that are going to be great in the beginning, and then they'll be not so great later on. But right now, it's amazing. Here's a couple of things I want you to know. So first of all, if you have not yet joined my broadcast channel is called The Inspiration Place. And about 260 people have hopped onto that. You can see it in my profile. If you go to Shulman Art, which I will spell for you, Shulmanart. If you want the broadcast link because you don't see it, you can DM me the word broadcast. If you want to do this from your desktop, it's shulmanart.com/broadcast. Or you can just click on the broadcast channel that is right in my profile. Personally, right now, I'm using it to do things where the link is critical because you can't really have a clickable link inside your posts or on the caption of your reels. So you can send links in this broadcast channel, which I think is what makes it really valuable to somebody who is marketing. So anyway, if you go to my broadcast channel, The Inspiration Place, you can just click join right there to see it. Now let me tell you about what you need to know about broadcast channels. So you can use broadcast channels as just a quick casual way to connect it directly with your followers because there's lots of different features that they have. Here are the three different ways that Instagram suggests you use it. Number one, share authentic content, behind the scenes moments through text, video, voice. And you can even invite another creator to chat live with you in your channel. So this is different than IG Live, okay? Chat live in the channel, which means everyone in the channel is going to see it. That is not true of an IG Live. Number two, you can engage your fans through polls, question prompts to crowdsource feedback or ideas. Don't crowdsource your prices. But one thing I used to love to do when there was more engagement and reach on Instagram is I would post a picture of my art and I would have people vote on the titles. And it's a great way to get people to engage with your art. Number three, build community by connecting with your fans in a shared real-time space. I'm not quite sure if they can write back to you. I think they can. Just nobody has written back to me yet on my channels that I've noticed. They are posting reactions though. So that I can see. I did see in my friend's channel that it looked like she responded to somebody in the channel. So it's not like, I don't want you to worry that this is going to be like a group chat where you make the channel and hundreds of your fans are commenting and then it clogs up. You're seeing all those different comments if you follow somebody. That's not the way it works. You can see the comments, but your followers on the broadcast channel can't unless you share it. So don't worry about that. Okay, let's also talk about more tips. I'm going to give you six tips for getting started with your channel. So one thing you can do is share voice notes. You can say good morning. You can sing a tune. This is a great way to add a personal touch. However, I do want to give you a little warning with it. I know not everybody feels the way I do about this, but I really get irritated when somebody I don't know sends me a voice message. And because voice messages, people ramble, sometimes they're 2 minutes. And I feel like voice messages are a one-way convenience for the sender. So I'm just wanted to put in that caveat. That doesn't mean you shouldn't send it on a broadcast channel. People can choose to listen to it or not listen to it. I know for me personally, when I receive a voice message in a one-on-one interaction, my first thought is that this person values their time more than my time because it's faster for them to record a voice message than it is for them to type it out and to fix the typos. And it takes much longer for me to listen to a voice message than it does for me to scan a text. So I just wanted to give you my like 2 cents on voice messages. Occasionally, if somebody reaches out to me on Instagram, but they've initiated the conversation, I might reply with a voice message because they initiated, but I would never initiate a two-way conversation with somebody using a voice message because of my negative feelings around it. So just want to put that in there. Tip number two, share your channel. Once you create a channel, you want to share the channel to your stories and also pin to your profile to make it much easier for your followers to join. And I realized I haven't done that. Let me see if I can do that right now. Okay, so I just paused this recording so that I could do that. I do need to tell you how to create the broadcast channel. I will tell you, don't worry. But right now, I want to tell you how to do that technique I just talked about. So once you've created the channel, go to your channel, and then, so let me just walk. I'm going to walk through the steps that I did. All right, so you click on your own channel, and then on the upper right corner, there's that bracket that's lying on its back with the arrow. You tap that, and the second option is add to story. So when you click add to story, what I did is I just quickly recorded my face, and I'm not wearing false eyelashes. I am using the false eyelash filter on the Instagram stories because I don't have makeup on and my hair isn't done. And so it's like black and white with the fake eyelashes. And I think I look better that way, but maybe I just look silly. I don't know. So I recorded a quick thing saying add to my channel. So I added that story. Once you have the story, then what I did was I clicked on my face. I'm on top of my profile. And then you see the story. And then you're going to see, by the way, underneath it says your story. It says eyelashes by Instagram. Letting you know those aren't my real lashes, just so in case you're fooled. So you're going to see how it automatically put the Inspiration Place broadcast channel. And then there's a button that says join on it. So you can just click on it. So that's fine. And then what I did was, okay, so I clicked on the story. Then I clicked on the three dots, that where it says more with the three dots. I clicked on that and I shared it as a post. Once I shared it as a post, then I can pin the broadcast to the top of my profile. So I have my book pinned to the top. I'm not quite sure if there's a way I can rearrange these pins. I'll have to find that out in a minute. If I find that out before this broadcast is over, this episode is over, I'll let you know. Now we're moving on to tip number three, personalize your channel. You want to give your channel a descriptive title. So it's not share news. Notice how mine is the Inspiration Place because that's the name of my podcast. So that was the most appropriate one for me. But other people have called it Inner Circle, VIP. You call it whatever you want. And it does add a welcome message. I wonder if I did that. I think I did that because I just didn't know what the heck I was doing. When I created it, Instagram did send it out to my followers. So like the first 200 people who joined my broadcast channel, I did not have to do a thing. Okay, so I did do that. Oh, and by the way, there's a couple of things on here. So when you scroll up, when you create your broadcast channel, there is a place on the top where it says change name. I called it the Inspiration Place. And there is the share to story button. It's the same exact thing. If you click on that share to story, you can do it that way too. You can click on the invite link. I turned my invite link into a pretty link, but you can get the link to your broadcast channel right there in the profile. So you can copy it and send it to yourself. And that way you can put that invite link inside your emails. And the other thing you can have in there is an invite a collaborator. I haven't used that feature yet, so I'm not going to talk about that feature today. When I've tried it out, I will absolutely create a segment on this podcast about how to use it. Don't worry. Okay. All right. So my welcome message actually says, so I created mine on March 3rd. Hey, friend, want to chat with me more often and not miss inspiration. You can totally copy that. That could be your message too. And that was before I decided to call it the Inspiration Place. I first called the channel Inspiration. And then I realized, well, of course it should be the Inspiration Place. And then I shared the podcast 2 weeks in a row. Then I shared a workshop that I was doing. I shared my other podcast. I shared a summit, some bonus episodes, bonus content. I shared about my in-person event. And we'll see what I'm going to be sharing next. All right, tip number four, collaborate with others. All right. Collaborators can message and moderate, but they can't modify any of your channel settings. So don't worry. I'm not quite sure how to do this yet. I will be experimenting with it and we'll see what happens. Tip number 5, use interactive features. So you can get real-time feedback from your audience through interactive features like polls and question cards. So the poll feature, what you do is on the broadcast, there's a place where there's a camera icon. Obviously, you could just like texting, send a video there, send a picture of yourself. There's the microphone icon, there's the photo icon, and then there's the plus. So I clicked on the plus, and that's where I got options for question, poll, GIFs, or stickers. So I decided to do question, and I asked, who would you like me to interview on the podcast? And by the way, I was limited to how many characters I could use there. Like I tried to say the Inspiration Place podcast, it wouldn't let me. So I just posted that, and maybe by the end of this recording, I'll actually get some answers so I can share that real-time feedback with you. Tip number 6, direct line to different audiences. This is interesting. You can create more than one channel to talk to different groups within your audience to cover new topics. So now I am not going to experiment with this just because I think that's going to be confusing for my audience. So for now, I'm just going to have one channel, the Inspiration Place, but I can see the value of this. So especially for many artists, some people sell art as well as they teach art. You may want to have a collector's channel and a student channel. So that could be something that you do. All right, now let's talk about how to start the channel. Maybe I should have started with this first, but I thought I would whet your appetite a little bit with like, what are you going to do with it? All right, you can start a broadcast channel from your Instagram inbox or from the create button on your profile. Your followers are going to receive a one-time notification to join the channel. So that's why I had 200 people immediately join when I created it, because Instagram sent them a notification immediately after. Only followers who join will receive the subsequent notifications for new updates. So your first message is seen by everyone, which is why it should be a little bit more specific than the one I shared with you earlier. I'm going to read to you a suggested message to have for your first message. This is from Instagram. I'm so excited to announce my first ever tour. Join my IG channel right now for deets on dates and cities. And I'm assuming this is like a music channel, but I can totally see how this would work. And what they showed with this one is the person who sent it, after he or she sent that first text message, it was followed by a 12-second voice message. I'm assuming that the voice message is the same as the text message. And this is why I would agree that if you do send a voice message, to always have the text version. Because first of all, like I said, I get very irritated by voice messages, but it's also a question of inclusivity. Not everybody has English as their first language or whatever language you're doing your channel in. And it just makes it more accessible to everybody. You may have heard me mention it on the show or read in my book, Artpreneur, that I have audiological processing, which is probably why I don't like receiving voice texts, by the way. So, but just know that everyone has their preferences. So I do like the way Instagram suggests that sending a text and the voice, which is basically the same content. All right. So you can encourage followers to join using the join channel sticker in your stories or by pinning the channel link to your profile like I discussed earlier. Okay, we might as well talk about how to join other people's channels. You can access the broadcast channel by just tapping join broadcast channel, and it will appear in your Instagram inbox next to your other message threads. So if you join my channel, you will get a message from me. It's kind of like you'll see, let's just say we've been DMing. So you'll have the DMs from Shulman Art that comes from me, and you will also have DMs from my broadcast channel, which is called The Inspiration Place. So it appears in a DM in your inbox, but it also has, you can click on channels, and that's where you will also see it. Okay. You can use your channels to reach your audience in multiple ways. Creators with subscriptions can also start a broadcast channel limited to paid subscribers to share exclusive content. Huh, that is really interesting. Okay, so you can build deeper connections and earn recurring monthly income. All right, I don't know anything about this yet. Right now, it looks a little bit like OnlyFans to me. So I'm going to have to investigate this and see if there's any other ways that we can offer this. Subscriber badges. So they're calling subscriptions the things you pay for. So by the way, that is one of the reasons I tell my artists on your email subscriptions not to call it a subscription. You'll notice that like iTunes, for example, they used to say like subscribe to this podcast and they stopped doing that. They changed the language to follow the podcast. And the reason why is because people associate a subscription with something they pay for. So I am not going to cover the paid subscription part because that is something I haven't experimented with. And so I don't want to share anything yet. Well, hey there. I wanted to just jump in here and let you know that my bootcamp is happening really soon. And instead of me telling you how great it is, what I thought I'd do is just share what one of the VIP bootcamp participants said from our last live bootcamp.
So I'm Cristina Sanchez. I'm originally from Costa Rica. Last year, I had the opportunity to partake in a program for artists who are also entrepreneurs here in Tennessee. But let me tell you, all the time that I have invested in going to these meetings and doing all the work, I did not get as much from it as I got from your course earlier this morning. I am blown away. And I feel that I reached that moment that I was needing to finally overcome myself and my fears of being a starving artist. And by having that fear, becoming that starving artist. So I just want to thank you because I am, like I said, blown away. And I am so inspired and so ready to change this. I don't know if you can see, I'm jumping off my skin. So thank you so much. Biggest takeaway, I'm going to change my mindset and I'm going to put everything in practice right now. Stop underselling my art. Stop giving away my time as an art teacher because I have my own studio and I've been doing that. And enough is enough. It's time to thrive. So thank you so much for inspiring me and us. I'm sure I'm not alone.
So if that sounds like something that you want for yourself, head on over to shulmanart.com/bootcamp. And now back to the show. All right. So thank you so much for joining me, my friend. I hope that you will follow me over on my broadcast channel. Again, you can find that by going to my Instagram, Shulman Art, S-C-H-U-L-M-A-N-A-R-T. Either tap the inspiration place on my profile or DM me the word broadcast or go to shulmanart.com/broadcast. All those different ways are ways that you can follow and not miss any inspiration. All right. Thanks so much for joining me here on the podcast today. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Until then, stay inspired. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Inspiration Place podcast. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Shulman Art, on Instagram @Shulman Art, and of course on ShulmanArt.com.